Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
Well, do you like pirate jokes? You do? Well, I do too. I have one for you today, and it's a good one. Let's get something important out of the way, and that's AOCreatives.com. AOCreatives, a couple days ago, I guess, told me they got a nice piece of business from, you know, my mentioning them, and they deserve it. I think they're pretty good at what they do. They do podcasts. They'll create one for you, make yours better. Same with websites. You got one, you want one, AOCreatives.com. Also, please hit the follow button. That way you never miss a joke. Now, I like jokes that take a while to tell. If you tell them right, you got to drag it out. Because sometimes the telling of the joke, the story before the punchline, is as entertaining, I think, as the joke with the punchline. So this is the joke. This is a joke about a ship. A ship way back in like 1700s or whatever. And it's an old wooden ship. You've seen them hundreds of times in movies. An old wooden ship. There's a crew of 30, plus, of course, the captain. And it's an everyday event for someone to look through the telescope several times a day just to make sure there's no danger out there approaching the boat. And one day, the first mate yells for the captain, "Captain!" He goes, "What is it, first mate?" He goes, "Captain, I think you need to look at this." And he hands him the telescope. He says, "Captain, what you're looking at there is, without a doubt, a pirate ship, and it is rapidly approaching our boat." Captain looks at him and goes, "Yep, I concur. That is a pirate ship. And it's getting closer and closer." He hands the telescope back to the first mate. He goes, "First mate, how many pirates does it look like are on board to you?" And he goes, "Well, let me see. It looks like 50, maybe. Captain, there are 30 of us plus you, 31 against 50. This is going to be a bloody, bloody battle, but I think we will be victorious." So the captain orders all the men, "Grab their swords, be prepared to do battle." And as the pirates start coming on board, the captain looks toward the first mate. He goes, "First mate, bring me my red shirt." The first mate goes down to the captain's quarters, brings him his red shirt, and the fighting begins. I mean, swords, you can just hear the metal against metal, and they're fighting these pirates, 50 of them, 30 of the captain's men. And after 3 hours of just brute blood everywhere, all of the pirates are dead. The captain and his men were victorious. Now, in the process, they lost 10 men. They're down to 20. A couple of days go by. They've patched up their wounds. They buried the captain's men that died at sea. And then one morning, the first mate said, "Captain, you need to see this." The captain says, "What is it, first mate?" And he hands him the telescope. The captain looks through and he goes, "Oh, no. Oh, no. Another pirate ship." And the first mate says, "I concur, Captain. That's very obviously another pirate ship." But the captain says, "First mate, how many men do you think are on that ship?" He goes, "Well, this is a smaller ship, but remember, Captain, there are only 20 of us and you, and I think we're looking at about 30 men on the pirate ship. We're still outnumbered, 30 to 20. And as they get closer, it's obvious they're going to have to do battle again. The captain looks at the first mate. He says, "First mate, bring me my red shirt." He goes down, gets his red shirt, and brings it up, and the battle begins. Swords are slashing and flying, and blood is running off the bow. I mean, it's just horrible. A couple hours later, it's all over, and all 20 pirates are dead. And once again, the captain's men are victorious. but not with more loss of lives. Now the captain's crew is down to 10, just 10 men and the captain. And when it's all over and they bury their men at sea, and the first mate goes up to the captain and he goes, "Captain, curious about something. Why is it that just before we go into battle, you always ask for your red shirt?" The captain says, "Well, because I don't want my men, if I do get hurt, if I get cut, if I get stabbed, I don't want my men to see me bleeding. You can't see your leader bleeding. So I wear the red shirt. That way they won't know what's blood, what's shirt. Does that make sense?" He goes, "That's brilliant, Captain. Brilliant. Red shirt so they won't see the blood." Next morning, first mate, "Captain, you need to see this." Captain takes this telescope and looks out and says, "Oh my goodness, first mate, is this what it looks like?" He goes, "Captain, I'm afraid it is. This pirate ship has 100, at least 100 men on it." The captain says, "I concur. That's what I see, at least 100 men." He says, "First mate, bring me my brown pants." Ha 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 ha